بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your curious questions and also discuss the topics related to Islamic upbringing. The answers by experts are based on the Holy Book of Quran and the Ahadith from Noble Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also the narratives of Noble Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Well, today in our studio, we have Brother Liaqat Abbas with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So my question to you is that in previous episode, we talked about how to connect with relatives and also the personal, interpersonal connections, and how not to be using so much social media. And even if they are using so much social media, how to benefit from it properly. But now, what about the society? How do we teach our teens to be connected with the society?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So in society, you have, example, wiladat, I would say, shahadat, okay. You have the birthdays of the imams, you have the martyrdoms of the imams of
right.
the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a beautiful opportunity for the teenagers. You can keep the phone aside in this time. I mean, the teens especially, they can engage themselves in the masjid activities, in the Husseini activities. They can help the masjid
to commemorate these days.
Yeah, or organizing it, cleaning yeah. it, yeah. And also, you know,
putting up banners,
even like in distributing food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Example.
As we see, like many children here in Iran as well, like, you know, they set up these mawqif kind of things, and then they distribute water or they distribute foods or they distribute tea during these, you know, days, especially like when there's wilada, when there's shahada. That's the best way to connect with.
It is definitely the best way. And you know what? Even till today, I still crave for these kind of opportunities.
Yeah.
Going to a gathering and, example, a mawqif, okay? Once I got an opportunity in Arba'een as well
to be in a
mawqif and do khidmat, okay? The
to
pleasure,
do
the happiness, what we get.
The peace.
To serve other people, to serve the believers. Of course, when I was back at my home and in the Husseiniya example, when I used to go, I used to serve water to the believers. Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of satisfaction.
Positive energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sense
yeah.
of connectivity.
Definitely. A lot. So much that whosoever wants water, they used to call out my name. And
yeah.
I used to go with water.
Yeah.
So it was really, I would say, a beautiful experience. And I still miss those days where I used to serve them a lot, okay?
Right.
So, yeah.
So, we will connect again. Let's take a short break and we'll talk more on connectivity after this short break.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Wa Khaliquna, Wa Rasiquna, Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaqat is here with me, and we're talking about how to connect, like we talked about, how to connect in the family, how to connect with the relatives, and now we're talking about how to connect with the societies. Well, so far you said that we are blessed to have these viladats and even the birthdays or the martyrdoms of imams, where we have this opportunity to get connected, so we can take out our teens and children to the public gatherings, to these in these events especially. That's a best time to stay connected with the society. And you also talked about setting up mawqifs and serving in the mawqifs, and you also talked about your personal experience on
yeah.
that.
So, you know, example, it's not just until over here. You can also go a step ahead as well.
Right.
You know, there's an institute in Qom and it's actually masjid-based.
Yeah. Okay?
Their work is to promote skills through a spiritual progress, okay? There, I went over there, like I had, alhamdulillah, I went like 2 to 3 times over there, and I got the opportunity, and I have seen the kids, and mostly their focus in the masjid was mostly on the teenagers, and of course the youngsters, starting from age group of 7, I would say 7 or 8, okay?
Yeah.
They would have murattilun, reciters. They would have Sa'imun, the fasters, who would keep fast.
Okay.
And they had a schedule. Whoever comes to that masjid, and of course they have a process to enroll in, and whoever comes over there and gets enrolled has to keep fasts on Thursdays, on every Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay? On a daily basis, they should recite 5 pages of the Holy Quran.
Okay.
So of course, if it is 7-year-old, of course they would give few ayahs.
So it's a kind of competitive learning process, like when competitive spiritual learning and also skill developing, I
definitely
would say.
And the beauty of this masjid was, it really impressed me. They used to give teenagers, they used to appoint them small rooms, okay?
Okay.
It has an underground basement.
Yeah.
Where they have small rooms for the teenagers. Okay.
Yeah.
They would assign them tasks. And they would give them a project.
Okay.
And they would say, okay, think you are the head of the city. You are the city mayor.
Yeah.
They would tell the teen, bring us a beautiful city map. If you are the mayor, what will you do? They would first ask the teen, what are your hobbies? If he's like a bit inclined towards like managing city or something like that, they would give them that kind of task.
Mm-hmm.
If a person, example, if a teen wants to become a teacher, okay, then they would tell the teen, okay, bring a schedule of teaching, how to teach,
I would tell you where this roots from exactly, but let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while. يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Yaqut Abbas is here with me, and we are talking about the skills that could be given to teenagers when they are socially being connected. So we're talking basically about sociability, and we talked about sociability in the family, in the social media world, and also with the relatives, and now in the society. And in society, we were talking about, it could be through wuladats, it could be through the martyrdom anniversaries, it could be in the mosques, and it could be in the mosque in the form of skill learning processes. You said you saw a NGO group working in a mosque, and then this institution was basically assigning teens with different tasks as based on their particular interests.
Yeah.
I would say this is a strategy used by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Like when Imam Baqir alayhi salam is known as Baqir al-Ulum, because he was able to establish the knowledge for us. I would say like people were literally ignorant until that time. It's not like other imams or prophet didn't work. It's like, yes, they worked, but they didn't had that much time, that much opportunity through opponents. So Imam Baqir alayhi salam had good opportunity, and then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had better opportunity because opponents got involved with themselves. However, that's a different part of the history. But I want to say that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he established the first university, he would assign students based on their interests and tell them to give presentations, give lectures. Yeah. So this presentation thing, this lecture thing, assigning a particular student for a particular task is a strategy of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if we see the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, I would say, like, if we see the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, be it the life of Amirul Mu'mineen and the other Imams, they would appoint people according to their interests and according to their capabilities.
Yeah.
Okay. Example, Malik Ashtar was sent to Egypt.
Okay? Yeah.
Example, Salman Farsi was sent to Madain, example, you see?
Yeah.
So be it like Salman Farsi was not wealthy, okay?
Yeah.
He had a donkey, which he used to travel upon.
Yeah.
And he had only a small bag. When he reached the place and he was like, I'm Salman, the people were like, they were astonished. They were unable to accept
recognize
that. Oh my God, this person is a mayor of the city. This is the head of the city.
Yeah.
It's like it's really something, okay, for them. So, be it Imam Sadiq al-Islam, I remember they were companions of Imam who were experts in debating.
Yeah.
They were companions of Imam who were experts in fiqh, in ahkam, in the Islamic laws, I would say. And of course, there were experts or companions of Imam Kazim al-Islam who used to collect the amount of khums, okay, and they used to take permission from the Imam, and the Imam used to say what to do with the amount, okay. So likewise, in today's world, like, know your skills. If you can't or you don't have anything, oh my dear teenagers, get skills in yourself, explore yourselves. And once you find your skills, inshallah, I would say, try to build a building, try to explore more inside it.
Yeah.
And see if you are gonna get to the ultimate goal, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your skills.
Okay. So I would say that we're talking about connectivity. So we talked about social connectivity today. So we said, I'll conclude by saying that it was either the mosques that helped them to connect. It was either the gatherings of the martyrdoms or the birthdays, anniversaries of imams. Or it is the NGOs that help them in the skill development. So, and you're also urging teens to go for skill development, because this skill development is going to be a key today, where AI is going to replace a huge number of jobs. I think only skill learning is something that's going to help us. So thank you, brother, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect